Hot water needs replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream. The Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Friday, we made it. Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. Marto Margo and Nick Cody. Some phone topics this morning might make a return. They were so much fun, like Dob in a tight ass and lies you've told your kid. They are coming up. The Brewery Report made its return to the Big Breakfast as well.
Love the Brewery Report. I've missed it, Marto.
I'll keep an eye out. It's just, well, there's not much happening over there.
No. Well, they're probably Jacinda Ardern's got them in a bubble. There's no Trans-Tasman bubble happening at the moment. Because I really want, like, you can't go anywhere. I want to go on holidays.
Yeah, go to the snow.
Supposed to go to Bali in September. Marto, you and I were going to be over there on a junket.
Is that so? We were supposed
September,
to be over there in
like in a couple of weeks. Yeah, but we can't go anywhere. An international border.
We were
going
to go to
Byron
Bay to a 50th in 2 weeks'
can't
time.
That.
It's all right though. So Queensland's quite a nice place.
I was hoping that we could go to New Zealand. The Trans-Tasman bubble thing. I was hoping that we could still go on holidays there.
Victoria spoiled that for everywhere.
Victoria has let us down big time.
Yeah, yuck.
And all those
Victoria.
Dirty cockroaches.
Yuck, Victoria.
They're not
far
behind.
Do you think Jacinda Ardern's attractive? Or do you just have trouble?
She's above
looking
the line.
Past those
There's
teeth.
A line, and you're either above it or below it. She's above the line.
I like how you work, Margo. Hmm. It's a very, you know, just thumbs up or thumbs down, that's it.
Yeah. Half a carton.
Clear goggles, you reckon?
Mm.
No, she's attractive.
Okay.
It's the accent that turns
off or on. Oh, the accent doesn't bother me.
Turns
it's just
some on.
The teeth, they just look dangerous.
So judgy.
Nick Cody, you're in hotel quarantine. We've got day 5 of your quarantine diary coming up, and the Broncos are looking for a brand new CEO. We're going to meet some of the candidates in the show
coming up. Of all the candidates that we heard, who do you think would be the most appropriate?
Maury Capper would be an interesting one.
Well, he ran for mayor of Beaudesert. He missed out on that. Maybe this is his opportunity.
No, he's never got his application in.
Oh. Yeah.
He'll put his case forward. I know it's not funny, but
coming up.
For me, it's like a fart joke. What do you got on this weekend, Nick?
What am I going to do? Walk between the two rooms?
Are you going to venture to the other room?
Again, I can't stress this enough. Yeah. Down in Victoria for the last little bit, we couldn't do shit anyway. So it's not that different. At least the weather here is nice.
And
so
they're delivering you 3 meals a day. Like, you can't complain. And you got the sun on your face. Look at you. You're glowing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, come on. Ask me what I'm doing. Oh, what I'm going to Morton for the weekend.
Oh, I could have guessed that. Yeah,
right. By himself with no dog. Leaving his wife and his
drinking
dog at home.
Alone.
That's like you, Nick Cody, leaving your wife and your son in the room next door.
Marto's mentally locked in a room. He goes from his house to Morton. House to Morton.
I've got painting to do.
House, studio, Morton.
Does it ever end?
No.
Does it ever end?
No,
can you ever clock the house at Morton? Can you ever finish it?
No, I can't wait to get over there and just see how beautiful and painted it is.
It'll be unimpressive because you go, I thought you'd been working here. I sometimes stop working and just daze into the distance.
The rum lord.
Yes. There's not much work happening
over
there.
Three brushes of the paint.
You know that rum lord that
doormat.
Matt you bought me?
Yes.
Everyone just loves
it.
That. Yeah, before you step into the manor. Where'd that come from? Anyway.
Morton
are
manor.
We still on?
Yeah, we're
Pour
still on.
Pour yourself a rum and sit down and enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy your weekend.
Let's end this.
Happy weekend. Oh, guys, some good news for the NRL. Common sense has prevailed and Katoni Staggs has been cleared by the integrity unit of any wrongdoing in regards to this intimate video that has been released. However, the 18-year-old girl who's at the centre of this scandal...
18.
Yeah, 18 years old, has been charged yesterday with distributing a prohibited visual recording after an explicit video of Staggs has been surfaced. So she's been charged. And Katoni Staggs has been cleared of any wrongdoing. But I thought it was quite interesting.
Oh, I see the photo of her.
Yeah, she's very attractive, beautiful young girl. Such a shame to, you know, be brought to attention in this
two
platform.
Surnames.
What do you mean?
Mackenzie and Robinson.
Oh.
Double
I
surname.
Didn't want to say the name. It's double surname.
It's in today's paper. She has been named and shamed.
Is this how it happens? It's saying here that the Robinson sent him a private message on Instagram and the pair slept together shortly afterwards.
That's how it happens
that
these
never
days,
happens
Marto.
To me.
Well, you don't check your Insta, Marto.
Yeah, check your DMs.
You're only following me. You need to start following other people. But you mentioned her social media, Marto, and they've obviously trawled through it. I actually couldn't find it. So she's deleted it. Because she's obviously getting some unwanted attention, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But in her bio.
Lots of creepy blokes wanting to.
Oh, the bio's the best.
Yeah, the bio's always the best. She says she's a kind and gentle soul with a super thick skin. Mm. Doesn't seem so kind and gentle of a soul when she distributes videos like this. But she's going to need thick skin.
Can you read the next bit? Nick, this is concerning, this next little bit.
This is what I wanted to get to because I wasn't a fan of her. I was kind of hating on her, but this maybe turned me.
Interesting. Well, besides the holistic wellness coach bit, she also... has a huge high energy. This is what she's written under a part. Huge high energy connection to the universe through crystals, meditation, aromatherapy, and oracle readings.
Mm. Oracle readings?
Maybe she's not so bad after all.
Is that supposed to be orifice readings?
What's an oracle reading, Margo?
It's like your angel cards.
So sure, that makes sense.
Yes, yeah, so we all have
an oracle reading is looking up your own backside.
Okay.
Hey, Margo, which crystal were you charging the other night that would make you send porn that you filmed out?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That would be a revenge crystal.
Ooh, saucy. Wow.
Triple M's big breakfast.
Not Rhodonite. That one is for forgiveness and moving on, which she clearly hasn't done. A little bit bitter.
Needs charging.
A little bit bitter.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Guys, another day, another 23 hours and 40 minutes in a hotel room. It's time for day 4 of Cody's Quarantine Diary. Welcome to Cody's Quarantine Diaries. What a day. Day 4. I was so excited for the fireworks last night. That really shows you how much my mental state has deteriorated. I was pumped for fireworks. If you like fireworks and you're not a child, you're a simpleton. My son had a nap and I decided to watch a movie. The Shining was on. Yes, The Shining. That's a classic. I then remembered that that film was about a man, his wife and a young son trapped in a hotel and he slowly goes mental while drinking too much. I must have dozed off because when I woke up a couple hours later, I'd typed all quarantine and no fun makes Nick a dull boy 500 times. They dropped off an extra meal at lunchtime today. I yelled out to the delivery driver that they'd made a mistake, as I didn't want any of these inedible meals, let alone an extra one. Handed the spare one back, and then found out when I was back in my room that it was chicken. What are the chances? I gave back the first edible feed I've seen this week. I've had 25 coffees since I've been here, and I'm yet to do a poo. I wish someone could do it for me because I honestly don't want to be around when it happens. I saw an explosion on the news a couple days back that probably isn't far off. Anyway, it finally came to fireworks time last night and it turns out the view from our room is just other high rises. Not very conducive to seeing the spectacular. Could hear them though, which I think we can all agree is the best part of fireworks, the sound. It annoyed me so much that I ran around yelling like an anxious dog until my wife sent me to bed. 9 days to go. Here's Cody.
The Big Breakfast.
Triple M.
I feel like a weight has been lifted off me today, gentlemen. I was very adult-like yesterday, and I did some life admin, you know, like where you just get your life in order. We went and saw our accountant, and we did the super, you know, in your role, or you got super in 10 different places because you've had 100 jobs, you know, by the time you're 24. Life insurance, wills, like we don't really have any of that sorted, and we probably should because we have 4 children. So we went and did all that sort of life admin stuff
with our
accountant. Yeah, it felt very grown up of us. And it was, you know, we got it all over and done with. And then I was kind of asking lots of questions about, you know, his clients. Have you got really rich ones? And
hold on.
He's like,
not grown up.
I know. He's like,
who's rich? Who's got lots of money that you'd know?
Are they like doctors?
I'm an adult.
Do they take an oath of not to talk about their other clients?
Well, that's what he said. He's like, I'm not really allowed to talk to you about it. He said, but I do have a story about one of our clients who is relatively well off. And the reason he is so well off is because he's a real penny pincher, right?
Oh,
and
Corey must have been wrapped.
Corey thought this was great.
Isn't Corey one of the great penny pinchers?
He's a bit of a tight ass.
The other Broncos that played with him talk about him being, he's got Scottish blood perhaps.
Yes.
He hangs on to everything.
Everything.
Is that true?
I like people that live the opposite. I've got a mate, a comedian, John Cruikshank, who works on building sites, and he said he buys lunch every day because you never know what's going to happen. He refuses to have a packed lunch. He'd just rather spend the cash and enjoy life.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm on board with your mate.
You've got to make your own lunch, everybody. Yeah.
Well, this guy that he was telling us about is such a tight ass that he would not turn the aircon on long drives with his family and make them keep the windows up. Because if they tried to put the windows down, he said that that causes a drag on the car and therefore uses more petrol. So not only was he making them sit in a sweat box, he was then saying, no, you can't have the windows down because it costs me more in petrol.
Bit of Bikram road trip. I understand. if you're trying to break the land speed record while you're trying to, if you're trying to reduce drag, but if it's a family road trip, being a tight ass.
Let's say he went 300 kilometres. That'd only save you 80 cents, surely.
Well, every 80 cents adds up, I guess.
Are we looking for people who are tight? My first boss, when I was an apprentice, we used to have a really powerful magnet, and towards the end of jobs, or even in the middle, if I didn't have a job, I'd have to go around the magnet picking up all the nails and screws that anyone to drop. Because, you know, as you're probably aware, when you're building stuff, you're pulling stuff out of your nail bag really quickly. There are nails everywhere. He told me I had to clean the side up because it saved money.
Dobbing a tight ass, because no tight ass is going to dob in themselves. I mean, maybe they might.
Yeah.
But who do you know that is a real penny pincher and just is real scrupulous and frugal with their money? People need to rein in the purse strings because times are tough. Mm. Emma from the Sunny Coast, do you know a tight ass?
Yes, my mum.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is she good for?
So when we were growing up, and at Christmas time you get the advent calendar, I had two sisters. So every third day you get a chocolate.
We Oh my God.
A family calendar. That's horrible.
Get your rostered chocolate. Every 3 days.
Hey, Emma, can I ask you this? My mum is a bit of a penny pincher too, but, you know, when you grow up poor or you don't have a lot of money, you learn to spend accordingly. But my mum's really good because she'll buy herself something and then give you the gift with purchase for Christmas later on, and you're like, Mum, a Jolique towel? That was a gift with purchase at Meijer this year. Yeah, but it's a nice towel. You like it, don't you?
My dad went overseas once and must have flown business. He went over there to do some business. He gave me, for the next present, his Qantas pyjamas. You know how you get
pyjamas? I love them.
For Christmas, though.
I just thought they were kangaroo pyjamas. And then I realised somebody said, no, they're off Qantas, you dill.
Jaden from Berrinbah, do you know a tight ass?
I definitely do.
Who is it? Dob them in.
Yeah, so when I was about 18, I had a mate that I lived with, and we had a local fish and chip shop, and one day we were like, yeah, let's go get some chips. So he goes to his mum's wallet, grabs out $5, walk down there, makes me pay half and keeps the $2.50 profit.
That's tape.
That's
two times.
That's not too bad.
Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Splitting them 50-50.
Sorry, Jaden, that's not tight enough for
chips,
us.
Like if it was a carton, I'd make you put in. And also, anyway, let's push on.
Let's have a listen to what Scott's got to say for himself. Are you naming and shaming someone or are you a tight ass, Scott?
I'm not a tight ass, but my grandmother, a bit of a tight ass, and you were talking about World War II and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. She used to... get the tea bags and put them on the clothesline and dry them out and reuse them.
No.
I've heard of this. I've never seen anyone do it. She would have got two or three goes out of them before she went out to the clothesline, wouldn't she?
Well, the thing was, once you use them once, we didn't have to use another three tea bags to get the same strength.
Yeah, that's right. One. It's false economy.
Just
of course
always
it is.
Drinking.
It is.
Did she always... Just, I don't know if some of the older listeners will realise, did she always have a cup of dripping, like they'd collect the fat out of the pan and reuse it for tomorrow night?
Back me up, son. I don't know about that one.
All right. That was my mother, if she's listening. Hello, Mum.
That's the thing I never understood, though, because I didn't grow up with any money, right? But then if you get a little bit of money, I never think to hold on to it.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
No, spend it. Spend it. Have a good time. That's how the economy works. Keep it all moving.
Corey used to get stuff when he was playing footy from Nike. They just sent him shoes and shirts and stuff. Yeah. He still has T-shirts and shorts in plastic in a drawer for like a later date and shoes in boxes that he just keeps up
for
in the cupboard.
For what later date?
Well, because he's like, one day someone will stop giving me stuff and then I won't have to buy it because I've all got it. I'm like, yeah, but your shoes are like 20 years old.
But
he's
like
retro
an idiot.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yes. 50-year-old man with this little gut and a Broncos singlet.
Jack from Redcliffe. Do you know a tight ass? Dob them in.
Yeah, my old man
back in the 70s, he used to make me and my four brothers eat our rice bubbles with a fork so he could reuse the milk.
Reuse the milk?
Yeah.
Jack, that you're taking the mickey, are you? Is this true?
Right.
Oh, what a man.
Pour it back in the bottle or
I'm
what?
Sure, yeah. I'm sure that wasn't the only thing, Jack, that he would have done. Have you got something else? That's great.
No, that's about it.
That's the most memorable one.
Just the milk.
That's pretty wild.
Jack, we got something for Jack. Poor guy.
Jack, we're going to give you a $100 instant scratch it pack with over 25 million instant scratch it wins last year. Play today. If you win, you and your dad can have all the milk in the world.
What a broken bone Jack might have had growing up.
And Jack, if you lose, give the ticket to your old man.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
And the unique opportunities continue around here. It happened only yesterday. The ad went in the paper. If you're looking for a job, listen in right now. The ad's in the paper for the chief executive officer, the CEO of the Brisbane Broncos. Oh. That's right. We all knew Paul White was stepping down at the end of this year. Well, they're now looking, and it's a worldwide search. They're headhunting through a professional mob. Here we go. Here's some of the ad. The CEO will work closely with the board, staff and all stakeholders to inspire and realise the aspirations of this great organisation. Being an experienced, it goes on and on, says everything you need to know. You have to have a bit of financial, commercial, media, government and community experience and stuff like that. What an opportunity to head up the Broncos, and you're virtually building them from down there and building them back up to be the great team that they are. And the thing is, we've made it official. It's a worldwide search looking for it. And what they've done, they've apparently got Darren Lockyer and Anthony Seibold conducting the interviews. They've got an enormous list. Day one of the interviews started yesterday, and we do have some of the recordings of Seibold and Lockie in there as people come at them.
Well, it seems we've got to be transparent in the whole process here, mate. And we've got to be seen to have gender equality, so we're giving a few girls a go, but we've got people top of their field from right throughout the world. You ready to go?
Let's go, Locke.
Name?
It's me, Raylene Castle.
What skills can you bring to the job, Raylene?
Well, I specialise in conflict resolution, sorting out issues with problem employees. I'm also really good at negotiating broadcasting deals and practising shrewd financial management.
That sounds good, but you'll have to drop the accent.
What accent?
Next. Jesus, Lockie, is that Greta Colleen?
It's time to go. Darius Boyd.
Next.
Hi, I'm Jeff Horn, and I should have the job because I've performed well at Suncorp a couple times, unlike the Broncos, so maybe I've got the secrets.
Next.
Oh, hi, guys. Sophie Monk here. Look, I'm really good at managing people, you know, like on Love Island. Like, Katoni Staggs, I could totally manage you on Love Island.
Next.
What's your name?
Oh, Swain Burnett. Everyone knows who I am. I hate you, Darren. And I hate you too, Seibold.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
What's your name?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, Commander of the Armies of the North.
Oh, it'd be easier to deal with Alfie.
Who we got here?
Hi, this is Warwick Kepa.
Well, this is a whole joke, this thing. Let's just give it to one of our mates like we normally do.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Five questions, and only one person will make it to the finish line and receive the ultimate bounty. It's the Big Breakfast's last person standing.
133353 is the number that you want to call, but you need to have had your morning coffee because this is a quick one, this one at 8 a.m.
Let's stress. We're trying to stop people Googling the answers, so we need you to fire off your answer real quick.
Any ums, ahs, ifs, buts about it, and you'll get the big buzzer. Noel from
buzz
the sunny
you out.
Coast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with question number one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Question one.
Noel, tell me which sporting champion floated like a butterfly and stung like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
Bang! We're off. Here we go.
Question two.
What is the only month of the year that ends in an L?
Too long.
Oh! Well, quick, Johnny from Race View, you haven't got much time. What's the only month of the year that ends in an L?
We say goodbye to you, Johnny. We say hello, Nick from Cooperoo. What month is it?
It's April, mate.
Yeah,
more chilly.
Oh, question three. Poker machine salesman, Nick. Hello, mate.
Hello,
more chilly. All right, who's older, mate?
Forward.
All right, concentrate, mate. Who's older?
I will.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Who's older, future Broncos CEO Ben Eichen or the Post-it note?
I'm going to say the post-it note, mate.
Oh, you'd be absolutely correct.
Question four.
Which sporting team's mascot is Reggie the Rabbit?
South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah. Here we go. For the win.
Next. Question five.
In what item of Chappelle Corby's baggage did Balinese customs officials find 4.2 kilograms of cannabis?
Oh, more chili. That'll be the backpack.
No!
Oh, Dave!
Gonski!
Oh, the machine's faulty.
Come through with the win. What item of Chappelle Corby's baggage was it?
Boogie ball.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no! Got it there, we'll award it.
Oh, yeah. To the bunker.
Kieran Loganholm come through and swooped in with a win. Congratulations.
We've gone to the bunker. Our producer, Jack. He's given us the
thumbs up.
By the skin of your teeth.
Congratulations, Kieran. What has he won, Dave?
Congratulations, Kieran. You've won a double pass to the Brisbane Lions taking on the Western Bulldogs this Saturday at the Gabba. Queensland, it's the new home of the AFL. The only way to see it live. Become a Brisbane Lions member. Membership.lions.com.au.
All right. We need
still
to take
there?
A breath.
Kieran?
Kieran.
Not really AFL fan, but yeah.
Oh, you will be
right
now. Congratulations.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Well, big feud tonight. Broncos against the Rabbitohs, and it was all about earlier in the week, Wayne Bennett versus Anthony Seibold. Well, that's fizzled out after Bennett was found to be dining in an infraction of the COVID bubble rules at a restaurant, and he's in trouble. 2 weeks suspension.
2 weeks suspension on the sideline for taking his girlfriend Dale out for lunch. Was spotted at a pretty fancy restaurant called Grappa. And being a part of the Apollo committee, he should know better, shouldn't he, Marto? You went down, put your journo hat on, and joined in at the press conference.
Hope you're all well, Wayne. You're looking good, looking fit.
I went for lunch yesterday at Grappa, yeah.
Now, Wayne, you've never addressed the rumours about you and your wife, Trish, and how you cracked onto the receptionist, Dale, at the Newcastle Knights.
I wouldn't have done it if I thought I was doing something wrong. You know, we're totally confused about what we can do and can't do.
Now, mate, you're really tore into Russell Crowe. Is it true you told him that he's the worst actor New Zealand's ever produced?
How did I rip him today? What you call telling the truth, ripping in, do you?
And Wayne, one final thing. The media sometimes builds these things up. How do you rate Anthony Seibold as a coach?
We're going to be the head coach here in 12 months' time, so he's ready for the moment. So.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, guys, I feel so bad. As you know, I'm 5 days in now to hotel quarantine. Start of the fifth day.
It's easy for us to say, but it'll pass quickly.
Why it'll do you pass. Feel it'll bad, pass. Nick? Do you feel bad because you're sleeping in a room by yourself next door to your wife, or you've locked in the other room with your kid?
Is you that hate fine? That, don't you, Margot?
You
she's having sleep ins till 6:37.
Mate,
I've got to get up
annoyed.
At 4:15. Yeah. You know,
I'm backing you up.
The thing is, I've started doing. You tell lies to your kids, right? It happens, Marto. You've got two adult children now. You must have told them lies over the years, Margot. You're probably still dishing out lies on the regular.
It's actually page one of the parenting manual if you read it,
lie.
Nick. Bribery
lie.
And lies, the only way to get through this. Dig in deep.
Isn't it a good example to show your children that's how you get through life?
Yeah. Well, as you know, my little son Charlie is 22 months old, loves the nursery rhyme, loves Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, right? Loves it. Okay. Does his little spirit fingers to do the stars.
I remember those.
Up, diamond in
Yep, tries to do the diamond, can't do it. Hey. He'll catch on one day. But every night, just before bed, he always says, up-ba-ba. He just wants to say, like, stars. He wants to see the stars, and he knows the song goes, up above the world.
So cute.
He wants to see the stars. We're in hotel quarantine.
Oh.
We can look out the window. There's a lot of high-rises around. Last few nights, we haven't been able to see any stars from where we are.
Oh, sad.
Well, that's what we thought until Luch brought me in the other room and said, mate, just tell him there's a red star. And I said, what?
Mars.
And she said, there's a crane on top of that building over there. Oh. It's got a red flashing light.
Oh, that's gold.
There's a red star.
That will do, mate. And how did he react
Isn't
when you pointed
star
it out?
Loves death star?
He loves it.
Every night he points at it. Star. Star. You go, yes, mate, that
beautiful.
Is a star.
Oh,
that's a
do
very close star.
Do you feel guilty and ashamed?
Not as bad as I felt last night because, as I've told you, you get the hotel quarantine, you get the meals delivered three times a day. And the dinner meal always comes with a little treat, a little bit of dessert,
Ooh,
right?
Yummy.
And the dessert is generally individually wrapped Tim Tams.
Oh,
individually wrapped.
Yeah, just a little solo Tim Tams That's in each nice. Bag. So there's three of them. I want to have them. Luch isn't going to eat the chocolate. Charlie will eat anything. But we don't want him eating chocolate. So I've had to lie to him because he's constantly trying to open the packet. And last night I told him, mate, those individually wrapped Tim Tam, I said, mate, they're actually little poos in a bag.
Yucky.
I go, little poo in a bag. And he goes, points at him. I go, yeah, mate, I've got to throw him out.
No. But you know he'll hang on to that. He'll be 16 and someone will offer him a Tim Tam. Why are you eating
flashbacks.
What little lies are you telling your kids or have you told your kids in the past?
Jamie from North Lakes.
Well, when my daughter was small, I used to tell her that if she didn't eat her vegetables, she would die.
I mean, technically
short,
true.
Sweet, straight to the point, Jamie.
Pretty much, yep. And it worked, and it still works, and she's 12. She knows she's not going to die, but...
But you got her. You got her into a good habit.
Nice. There's a lot of food. There's a lot of food ones, isn't there? Like last night, there were these little chicken chipolatas. You know, the tiny little sausages? Chicken chipolatas were a part of dinner. Charlie didn't want to eat them, so we just said there was cheese in there. And he went, yay, yay? That's what he calls cheese. We said, yeah, man, yay, yay. He smashed him.
Your whole life is a lie by the sound of it. Actually, but you'll get support. Beck from Eagleby, have you told little lies?
I wouldn't tell fibs, no. But I was told a fib when I was younger that I believe for quite some time. Oh. My dad told me that WD-40 was made out of cricket pee.
Oh, as in the
tiny little crickets. Don't ask me how they got it in the can. But when I was about 25 and my office chair started creaking, I walked around the office asking about 20 women if we had a can of cricket pee, and that sort of didn't go down very well.
Oh, no.
See, that's the thing, that lies can stay with you and you embarrass yourself.
Well, you believe everything that your parents tell you because you think that they're supposed to be the ones that, you know, guide us and teach us in this world.
Just so
my mum told me that people die in alphabetical order. And she said, if you don't believe me, open the paper to the death notices.
And there
she goes, are they in order? And I'm like, oh, my God.
What
I was 24.
Next Tuesday's end. Hey, just to educate everyone, WD-40 is actually fish oil. So there you go.
Oh,
just so you all know. Mark from Ipswich, what lies have you told? Oh, I think I may have told this lie too. Let it loose, mate.
Mate, got a good friend of mine that always told his kids that home ice cream man is going around ringing the bell. When the bell's ringing, means that there's no ice creams left in the tray.
Run out of ice cream.
I reckon more than 50% of parents have used that lie. It's a cracker. Yeah. These poor bastards are having their marketing campaign torn down by lies from parents.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
For the very best in hot water, you've got to install a ream.
Oh, thank goodness for ream. It saves us every night at my house.
Well, today will be one of those days. People will hop out because this rain's going to come through 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Everyone will be wet and go, geez, I need a shower.
Nice hot shower. And you want one that just, you don't have to stand there and wait for the water to warm up. You've got to hold your hand under it. It's a bit cold and you're like,
Would that be like the ads?
Then
steady,
it gets
hot
drafty
and strong. Is that what you after?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to just turn it on and it just
What do you do
hot?
When your old heater's had the gong?
Install a ream.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, are you even showering at the moment? You're stuck in hotel quarantine.
It doesn't
I didn't
look
do
like
it yesterday.
It. Yeah. It doesn't smell like it.
Could I'm you? Waiting till I'm back out in the real world. I can prove where I am has a ream and I'm bloody getting amongst it
can
for
you
a proper
check
wash.
Your hotel does have a ream. I'll confirm on Monday.
I'll go down. I'll put a high vis on, see if I can sneak out for a bit.
If not, no showers until you're out. Let's lock it in. Ask your plumber to install a ream. Steady, hot, and strong. We'll wrap up the show next.
There are so many wonderful charities here in Brisbane. Well, there's so many wonderful charities everywhere, and some of them have a bit of trouble during the COVID-19 with people retracting and people not working and going out there. But I tell you what, one of the great charities and one that I've always supported is the Sporting Wheelies. And to have a chat to them today with us is Jason Mayweather. Hi, Jace.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Can you, for everyone who doesn't know, can you describe Sporting Wheelies in a few words?
Sporting Wheelies is an organisation. Our motto is to provide making active goals accessible. And so that looks a lot like a lot of different things, anything from sport, health and fitness, and just getting the best quality of life we can. So, yeah.
Jace, you have a long association with the Sporting Wheelies. You were born with cerebral palsy and are currently in a wheelchair. How have Sporting Wheelies helped you?
I've been with Sporting Wheelies. I've been a member for over 10 years now, I think 11 years almost. They've helped me a lot. Apart from starting sport, I used to do a sport called boccia in high school, and I didn't know it was a representative sport. And then I found out through Sporting Wheelies that they offered it as a representative sport, And I was able to move on to the Queensland team, be the captain of the Queensland team. I've won multiple state and national championships. And I was fortunate enough to represent Australia multiple times also.
So, Jace, you know, the Paralympics, so wheelchair rugby's in there, wheelchair basketball, goalball, powerlifting's in there. Is boccia in the Paralympics as well?
Boccia is in the Paralympics, yes. That's correct. Yeah.
So during the COVID period, you guys, there's been some restrictions for you guys and you've found yourselves having to move. What is it that we can do for you guys during this period, Jason? What are you looking for?
Moving, obviously, moving anything can be stressful. We're looking for as many hands as we can to help. So tradies like plasterers, painters, anyone that can help with any glass or anything, because we really need to get our business up and running, especially the health and fitness center. I got a lot of benefit from that in terms of my condition, my health and well-being, and I've been able to do something pretty amazing last year, which was I was able to take my very first step.
Oh, it's so worthwhile, Jace. This is unreal. Hey, now Sporting Wheelies have actually sent us through, Jace. So you guys have got currently a big empty shell there at Albion and they need help with a few trades like painters. They need lots of them. Carpenters, plumber and a car park line marker. So we need, and also what's the other one? Oh, it's a minor demo work. So labourers or someone else. If anyone loves the Sporting Wheelies and you're one of those trades, get involved and give us a hand. I'll be down there as well.
It really does mean the world.
Yeah, any donations of skip bins, scaffolding hire, or any office furniture that you think you might be able to go to use.
It'll be like the block, Jace. Have you ever seen the block? It'll be that on steroids when you see our tradesmen and women come in there and transform that shell into something really special for the Sporting Wheelies.
Mate, I'd love that. I just wouldn't suggest putting any wheelchairs on scaffolding, though. That's all.
No, we won't. Well,
if you can help for any of those things, call now on 133353 and we will pass on the details for Sporting Wheelies.
We'll also probably put it up on our Triple M Brisbane Facebook page and check out triplem.com.au.
Jace, I think we'll put a paintbrush in your hand and someone can just push you along and just that style. Does that sound all right?
Oh, mate, I'm an artist, but not painting. Maybe other things, but not painting. Yeah.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Good sport, mate.
Jason Mayweather, thanks, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Guys, the power of radio, Marto, like we demonstrated yesterday, again today, James Harriman, the director of Logical Line Marking, who is a very good friend of the Triple M family, has called through. Good morning, James.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. You've obviously just heard Jason's story. What did you want to... Can you help in any way?
Yeah, of course we can. We can line mark their car park. Obviously, it's the logical thing to do, to give a hand out and help him out. So, yeah, let's get in there.
You better explain. I know it seems funny. We need carpenters. We need a couple of carpenters. We need a plumber. But when they say they needed some line marking, that's so important to get people organised in terms of car parking. Well, Margo was talking about the other day how many idiots there are who car park.
Can't car park.
Mate, are you right, maybe next week one day send one of the boys out?
Yeah, certainly. We'll go out and have a look early next week and we'll get it sorted for you. That's not a problem.
You're a legend,
good
James.
Heart, mate. Sporting Wheelies, thank you, James, and Logical Line Marking. Have we got someone else? Ryan. Ryan from Ormo.
G'day, mate.
Hello, mate. You obviously heard it and want to support things. What do you do?
I'm a waterproofer, mate. I've got a little company, CMR Waterproofing. But anything we can do to help. We do a few things for a few people. But if we can do anything, like you didn't mention the trade, but that's fine. Something might pop up. So if you need a hand, mate, just give us a bell and we'll pop out and give us a crack.
Yeah, we understand this is a really tough time for everyone at the moment, not just our charities, but, you know, our workers as well. This pandemic has hit us all in different ways. Ryan, why is it important to you to want to reach out and help at this time?
I grew up in an area where we didn't have a lot of things. Housing commission, you know, like a lot of people did, and I've been pretty lucky to get out of it, basically. So anytime I can help anyone out, you know, if I can make someone feel better, I'm happy to do it.
Did you have someone who helped you, Ryan?
No, I had my mum. Yeah. She was an absolute machine. She did everything. She worked nights, she worked days. Single parent, four kids, mate. She was, I don't know how she did it, to be honest. I've got three kids and I'm with my wife, and it's crazy. Like, you guys, everyone understands how hard it is. And I'm not going to give you my sob story, basically. I could talk all day. Yeah. I'm sure you'd understand. But,
Well, listen, Ryan, I'm not much. I try to paint everything. I'm always painting, but I might even get you to help me swing a brush there next week. I'm going to go down. I'll ring you and see what day's best with you.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a sporting area. It doesn't have to be maybe. I'll check with the project manager. Maybe it doesn't have to be professional.
Your standards aren't very high, Marto?
Well, at times.
Or the height of expectation.
Ryan's a waterproofer. He understands. Hey, Ryan, what's the name of your business again? Give him a plug.
CMR Waterproofing.
Good one,
CMR
mate.
Waterproofing. Hey, just like Ryan had his mum to help, you know, we're here to try and help the guys at Sporting Wheelies. Marcus from Holland Park has called through. Marcus, what did you want to contribute?
Hey, g'day, guys. Anything, really.
Hey, we will need a labourer. How would you be? Can you, do a bit of...
Look.
Oh, that's great, mate.
Happily jump in, swing whatever I can. Wheelchair basketball kind of got me through. Snap knee injury back in my basketball days. So I'm happy to jump in and give back where I can.
And so have you had anything to do with Sporting Wheelies, Marcus?
Yeah, so a few of the guys that I've played with up in sort of that Rockhampton area was quite heavily involved with the Sporting Wheelies. So we did lots of trips, competitions down Brisbane way.
Oh, so you've seen them in action and how they help.
Oh, man, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
Like, it is just, it's exhilarating, it's compassionate, it is just, it's everything you want on a sporting team, plus with that support, with that aid that comes through it.
Mate, well, we might give you a yell either today or on Monday and try to work out what day we should be meeting out there and what we should be doing. Mate, thanks for your help, your offer of help, Marcus, and for anyone else. So we're after plumber, carpenter, and painters, basically. That's all it is.
Amato, you over the years have seen how our Triple M family always come together, and this is just another proof that this is, you know, the place where we come together as people to help others.
So 133353, give us a yell. We'll push on now, but if you can help next week with just getting the Sporting Wheelies a new home, we'd love it.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Ask your plumber to install a rain. Steady, hot and strong.